you have permission to be filming on this property? Because a lot of people are complaining about you paying the price.
I had to ask you to leave.
A lot of people are complaining about... Currently, I am walking down East 21st Street here in Indianapolis, Indiana. And we're going to visit this property right here. This is the Always Inn. It's one of the more seedier motels in Indianapolis. This is one of those places that you could stay here for a day, but typically people live here. They stay here for a week. They stay here for a month. People that don't have the money to get an apartment or whatever. So we're going to talk briefly about a murder that occurred here on these grounds back a couple years ago. So on July 30th of 2021, the manager or the night person at the office right there was watching a man that was acting really suspicious. This man, he used to live in room number 210, right there. So the man that lived in 210 at the time, his name was Marcus Gavin, and he had a girlfriend, and her name was Christina Holt. So it's about 5 a.m., it's July 30th or so, 2021, and he sees Marcus coming out of this room right here, and he looks like he's dragging something that's wrapped up in a comforter. And he looks suspicious because, well, first of all, what are you dragging that's wrapped up in a comforter at 5 o'clock in the morning? And so he's dragging this thing, and he comes to this tree line right over here. And I guess, like, somewhere in the trees right here, he drags this person, and he flings him over into the fence, into this wooded area. And, well, the person that he's dragging is his girlfriend, because he just murdered her. Now, the first clue that the night attendant knew that it was a person was that, well, her arm fell out. Oh, looks like we got company over here. Well, I already got the most important part of my job done, so. A lot of people are complaining about...
Somebody filming their stuff, their license plates, on the part of you filming.
Oh, I'll leave if you want me to leave.
Yeah, we do.
Okay, I'll leave right now. Yeah. All right.
The people complaining about their privacy.
Okay, I'm leaving right now.
Thank you very much.
No problem. So anyways, after he's done dragging her into those woods over there, he goes back into his room, which is right there, room number 210. And so he closes the door, and the night person, they immediately call the police. So the police come, and a SWAT standoff ensues. So for the next few hours or what have you, you have like SWAT officers all around this property right over here. There's like about 10 cops. And eventually the man in the room 210, he goes ahead and gives himself up right here at the Always Inn Motel. I swear, I'm really gonna have to invest in a more incognito camera. I wasn't even on their property for 45 seconds. What was it? Maybe a minute, and they already started looking at me. You know, you got a lot of drugs, a lot of prostitution, just like a lot of seedy people on this property. And of course, they don't want me filming them, and they think that I'm filming their license plates. I'm just talking about that murder. So anyways, so a SWAT standoff ensues, and eventually they get Marcus out of the room. And then when they go into the room, well, before they go in, they notice that there's a shopping cart outside and a red dolly. When they go inside, immediately the smell of decomposition like hits them like a baseball bat in the face. And they go into the bathtub, and there's appears to be some kind of blood stains in the bathroom. Now, I'm not sure how good of a job he did in trying to clean it up. But of course, you know, when they start investigating the room and they start spraying like luminol, then it like lights up like a freaking Christmas tree. So come to find out, Marcus and his girlfriend, they got into a little fight, right? And, well, the fight was about, so apparently Christina had came home from work. I think she worked at Circle K. I'm not sure which one. So she comes home, and this couple had a very turbulent relationship. It was very abusive. This guy would, like, beat her. It wasn't the kind of beating where he would just beat you until you had enough. He would beat you when he felt like he was done beating you. So after they arrested Marcus, they take him down to the police station, and he basically confesses to murdering his girlfriend. He murdered his girlfriend about a week previous before he's dragging her body into the woods over there. And then they ask him, well, why'd you kill your girlfriend? And he said, well, she came home and we got into a fight because I went through her phone, and in text messages to another man that I suspected she was sleeping with, she basically calls me a loser, saying that I'm never going to go anywhere in life, and that I have no job, I'm a bum, which is all true, because he has no job. Well, I mean, well, he did have a job. He worked at Circle K, too, in December of 2020, until he got fired. You see, a customer had came in on his shift, and they spent a little bit too long in the bathroom, and for some unknown reason, Marcus didn't like that. So he waits for them to come out, and then they get into an argument, and he proceeds to stab the customer, right? And according to an eyewitness, after he was done stabbing the customer, he basically says, quote unquote, damn, that felt good, right? So he gets arrested for stabbing the customer, and he's sitting in jail, right? And one of those nonprofit agencies, you know, those bail reform people who feel that people that are in jail are in jail and they can't afford bail because the system is racist. One of those places, right? Well, so they bail him out of jail, right? And thank God they bailed him out of jail because, you know, Christina Holt apparently needed to die. So they just went ahead and gave the bail money so he can get out, so he can murder his girlfriend about 6 or 7 months later. Well, so after he killed his girlfriend, well, according to the autopsy, after he stabbed his girlfriend 51 times, he is trying to dismember her, but he can't cut through the bone, you see, because Marcus has never been a really good worker, you know. He's never really had any kind of work ethic. I read all kinds of stories of people being able to dismember the loved ones that they've murdered, but this guy, he can't even do that. So after murdering this poor girl, he can't cut her apart. So he just wraps her up in the comforter, and then basically, you know, right on the other side. Hopefully I won't get kicked out of this property. Ah, this place is CD. Well, you know, after, you know, that's the Always Inn right behind me where that truck is pointing. So he, you know, just said, let me throw her away into the creek. And that is when they call the police. Well, so recently, as the recording of this video, Marcus has pled guilty to his ex-girlfriend's murder, and he received 45 years in prison. Now, being that he's, a relatively young man, what is he now? He would be, what, maybe 33, 34? Something like that? So, as long as his health is good, he'll be in his 70s, approaching 80. But he'll get out of prison, and killed his girlfriend because she was making fun of him. So, just a very unfortunate crime, to say the least. And let me say this, you know, ladies and men, you know, this goes for all of you guys. If you're in a relationship with somebody and you're living in a creepy motel, and he doesn't have a job, and your whole entire paycheck is going towards the rent and food, and your boyfriend is doing nothing except whatever it is that you need in the bedroom, and apparently he wasn't doing that well because she was seeing another man, apparently. Do yourself a favor. You know, listen. Do whatever it is that you had to do. In hindsight, this woman, I don't know if she had any children or not, but she was not, she was totally able to leave this guy. I mean, if she was scared to leave him because she, you know, the people that worked at that creepy motel, one of the people that worked there would say that she was scared to leave him because, you know, that he would kill her in so many words. And, you know, in hindsight, what she should have done is work as much overtime as you can, get a nice little check, and get the hell out of here. Just get the hell out of here. Move out of Indianapolis. You try to save up $1,000 and just leave. Just get out. Just get out. And because she couldn't do that, she ended up paying with her life. Very sad. I want to say that's not the creepiest motel I've been to. Believe it or not, my job on my other channel, my part-time job, is to investigate these creepy motels. And that is just but one creepy motel. I wish we could have gotten into room 210, but it was not available. Like I said, it's not one of those hotels that you could just kind of check in for one night. And as you see, you know, you have these people that look like something from some kind of a meth-induced zombie movie approaching me or whatever. Anyways, let me get out of here before one of them stabs me with a Hep C needle. All right, guys, I gotta get out of here. Get out of there. If you guys are in an abusive relationship, get out. Just get out of there. See you on the next video. Peace out.